A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, September 21st, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the International Peace Day.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashonan.com and www.voindebele.com.
This year's International Day of Peace comes at a time of deadly violence and destabilizing conflicts around the world. Rather than succumbing to despair, we have a collective responsibility to demand an end to the brutality and impunity that prevail.
Pasina runyararo hapana kugarisana asika unofanira kuziva kuti runyararo harungouyi chete nekunyorerana zvibvumirano pasi kana kuuya nemhirizhonga runyararo runotanga nemi newe nesu tese runyararo runokosha kumunhu wese angava mutema kana mucheni uyezve runovaka ramangwana revechidiki venhu
eZimbabwe asiwe chidiki nokuthula ngoba ukuthula kuthatha izigaba ezinengi sikhuluma kande katesi ngabona siyakwazi kule ndaba ekutisizile ukuthi kuthe kuzavula iparlamente kathesi kulivile ephelileyo kube nohlupho lokuthi kube lama-members of parliament abe sethola ama-messaji emafoni nabo kubethusela kungathi nabantu sofanele babulawe khonoko kusegcekeni ukuthi nxa sikhuluma ngokuthula sikhathana lakho le mithetho eyabophosa kathesi imithetho leyo thina iphambanisa ukuthula ngoba iyenza abantu ukudlelana babantu ukuhlangana kwabantu kunqabele ngabanye abantu.
Once again, thanks for joining us and you are listening to Studio 7, a Live Talk. And of course, tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the International Peace Day.
Zimbabwe joined other countries today in marking International Day of Peace with a call to end all forms of violence to ensure that the country is fully developed. Each year, the International Day of Peace is observed around the world on September 21st.
The General Assembly has declared this as a day devoted to strengthening the ideals of peace, both within and among all nations and peoples. The theme of this year's commemoration is Partnership for Peace, Dignity for All, which aims to highlight the importance of all segments of society to work together to strive for peace. Gibbs.
What are your views about this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Yeah, kunjalo foitu. Onguka Gibbs Nasi, tukutaura nezve zuva re International Day of Peace, kana kuti zuva ratino nzi ne United Nations tirangarire kukosha kwakaita runyararo munyika dzatigere kana pakati penyika nenyika pachikudzirwa kuti vaye vanenge vachirwisana vange vachimbokanda zvombo pasi kuti vataurirane nekuti aiwa nhaurirano ndo dzinenge dzakati koshei hanzi ngoromera ingoromera Gibbs ari vake musha pano yemangoromera yekuti unenge uchiti ndini ndinogona kurova hanzi vamwanhu vakatemerwa mangoromera yekuti chero chinhu chese chese hanzi ngatipedzerane nezvibhakera izvozvo zviri kunzi hazvishande asi vanhu vanofanira kuti vagare pasi vataurirane.
Ye, kunjalo phela nxa umtela mangoromela omunye washaya indlu yaphosa ukuyidiliza kuthi indlu yangkhona kuyahlephuka isibhakela phela ye kunjalo-ke zilukandaba lingalithola njani lapho elikhona khona ngapho-ke emakhaya thina lapha lo Blessing siyaphila sibilwa kwamagama ye sizwile-ke sonke lelamhla ukuthi kulelanga elikhulu okuthiwa i-International Day of Peace so ilanga leli-ke kunanzwa ukuthi abantu bahlalisane kahle siyakwazi ukuthi indlala kahle iqalisa endlini lapho khona ibe sibuya-ke khonapho-ke emzini omkhulu wabuhlala khona kuzobuya-ke ilizwe lonke sokubuya umhlaba wonke-ke jikelele so-ke nxa kukhulunywa ngelanga leli kuzama ukuthi kuthobe izilonto ezingabe zikhona ukuthi abantu bahlale kahle kuzobuya ukuthi lapha sebekhlezi khona kahle kulungiswe ke ukuthi abantu baphilisane ngemfanelo. Yes, sizwile njalo ke ukuthi lo nyaka isihloko sendaba esikhona ukuthi partnerships for peace, dignity for all. Esingathi ke ngesindebele ukumela abantu babambane ukwenza ukuthi kube la khona ukuthiwa ke ukuhlalisana kahle. Njalo kuhlonitshwe ilungelo loluntu. So ngakunjalo ke please.
Of course, just a brief history. The International Day of Peace was established in 1981 by Resolution 3667 of the United Nations General Assembly to coincide with its opening session, which was held annually on the third Tuesday of September. And of course, the first Peace Day was observed in September 1982. In 2001, the General Assembly, by unanimous vote, adopted Resolution 55282, which established 21 September as an annual day of non-violence and ceasefire. The United Nations invites all nations and people to honor a cessation of hostilities during the day and to otherwise commemorate the day through education and public awareness on issues related to peace. That's the brief history there, Gibbs. I think we have our first guest. I think that should be Mr. Moses Muzila Ndlovu. Mr. Ndlovu, good evening.
No, apparently it's Mr. Kleto.
There's a problem with this line. I think we have Mr. Charles Nyoni of Occupy Africa Unity Square. Mr. Nyoni, good evening.
Yeah, we are told the number is a problem.
It's a problem.
Yes, yeah, Mr. Kleto Manjova.
Okay. Yeah. Mr. Manjova?
Yes, good evening, gentlemen. How are you?
Mm-hmm. We are doing great. Of course, Mr. Manjova is the program's manager of Heal Zimbabwe, an organization that promotes peace in the communities. And like we reported earlier on, Heal Zimbabwe was in Mashingo today, where they were, of course, meeting with victims of political violence. Mr. Manjova, Gibbs, you can start by...
Yes, Mr. Manjova, what can you say about the International Day of Peace, generally?
The International Day of Peace to us, we regard it as a very important day, as it is regarded over, because issues to do with ceasefire, non-violence, and more importantly, peace building, they are critical and central to our vision and mission and our daily operations as we try to work with Zimbabwean communities, especially in the post-2008 period, and try to see how best we can contribute and make peace happen in the communities.
Nasi mangamuri kumashingo wa Manjova, mungatu zaoti zviza mangamchita eko?
Nasi tangatiri kumashingo, utakwanisa kubatana pamwe chete isusa zvizimbabwe trust vateereri vanogona kutondera kuti kwenguva yakunosvika kumakore mashanu tatiri kuedza kushanda kutanga nemafamilies kana kuti mhuri dzinova idzo dzakasvika panguva yekushungurudzika zvakanyanya nekuda kwemhirizhonga dzinoitika munharaunda zvikuru sei idzo dzinouya nekuda kwekupokana kwemafungiro nezvematongerwo enyika. Saka tati isu vanhu vatakati vatiri kufamba navo murwendo rwekuedza kuumba runyararo kuedza kukurudzira kugara unzanana munharaunda dzakasiyana-siyana mudunhu remasvingo nemanikaland. Tati tisangane muno mumasvingo mutown umo matakwanisa kuungana pamwe chete nevanomirira mhuri idzodzo dzakashungurudzika nevanomirira nharaunda dzinova idzo dzakaita bear witness kuviolence kana kuti kumhirizhonga kumasure uko kuti tiungane pamwe chete tichicherechedza nyaya iripo gorino yekuti partnerships for peace, dignity for all, umwe chete mukubatana mukuunza runyararo zvinokupa ruremekedzo kana kuti kukodzeredzwa kwemunhu wese ruremekedzo mukugara kwedu. Saka taida kuti tingobatana nevanhu vanobva kumacommunities atinoshanda navo torangarira zuva iri tiri pamwe chete.
Tinotenda Shukuru. Of course, that there is Kleto Manjova from Heal Zimbabwe Trust. And like he's narrating there today, they were in Mashingo and meeting victims of political violence from Mashingo province and also from Manicaland. And I think we have our second guest. That is Mr. Charles Nyoni of Occupy Africa Unity Square. Mr. Nyoni, good evening.
Good evening, and good evening, listeners.
Thanks for joining us. And of course, it's the same organization that was headed by Itai Dzamara, who was abducted 6 months ago. Gibbs.
Mr. Nyoni, can you tell us about your activities today? What did you do to commemorate the International Day of Peace?
Well, for us, we did not do anything to commemorate the International Peace Day. Why? Because to us, there is no peace, especially in this country, in Zimbabwe.
So, but if you don't commemorate some of these kind of, you know, events, does it mean that you are just throwing, you know, your hands around the world and you're not going to do anything in that respect?
No, it doesn't necessarily mean that. But you see, it's like a hypocrisy act when we go on to commemorate something when actually that something is not even being done or practiced in this country. Because to us, peace means that we should be enjoying our lives, enjoying our day-to-day lives in this country. But if we fail to do that, then that means we don't have peace. So what is there for us to commemorate? Like, for example, we are meeting one of our fellow Zimbabwean citizens. So what should we celebrate?
Yeah, masikhuluma ke baba Nyoni sikhangele ilanga leli. Awubonti ngabe liqakathekile kodwa ukuthi lenze okunye nje ukuthi enxebe lizahlangana liqoqisane ngokuthi kambe kume njani kona bezibaba.
Yeah, ukuhlangana ku right, ukuqoqa ku right, but ukuthi sithi singaya phambili ngokuthakazelela ilanga lakhona akuncedi lutho ngoba ukuthula eZimbabwe kakukho. Ngoba ukuthula kutsho kuphela ukuthi libhobho nxa ingakhali sokutho ukuthi ezibabho kulokuthula. Ziningi izinto ezikhangelwayo nxa zikhuluma indaba yokuthula kuleli lizwe. So into zonazo nxa zingekho ku-ground, then that means ukuthi vele akula kuthula. So siyabe sithakazelelani elangeni lakhona nxa kungela kuthula.
Siyawuzwa kakhulu ke baba Nyoni, ubambe khonapho ungayikatshana mbonazalo lomuntu eblese.
Tine mthereri wedu wokutanga kubva kuSwaziland uku. Makadimko maSolomon. Aiwa, tiri nani, kuri sei kuSwaziland? Munonyatsoteerera Studio 7 zvakanaka here kuSwaziland? Munoteerera pai?
Yeah, toteerera Studio 7.
Oh, munoteerera pa radio, pa computer, pai?
Pa radio, zvose nepa computer, asi pa radio kunyanya.
Okay, aiwa, zvinofadza. Nhasi tiri kutaura nezuva renyararo mukoma Solomon. Munoti wokudii?
Rinyararo hongori tiri rakanaka kuti titaure naro tose takaite rinyararo asi kana tisina rinyararo rwakakwana zvinenge zvisina zvazvinotipa muupenyu hwedu tose machiona runyararo zvinoda parunyararo ndezvekuti tose tine runyararo here kana kuti kuti pane mumwe ane runyararo uchidzama kubata moyo umwe mupenyu hwomumwe munhu vamwe vanhu vasina runyararo iye uchitaura kuti iye ane runyararo asi vamwe pasina runyararo vane misodzi pamatama hazvinenge zvisina zvinobatsira kuti tiremekedze zuva racho rerunyararo
asi iko kuZimbabwe uku munoona kuine runyararo here
hongo tingati A anenge achitipa nerunyararo B achiti hapana runyararo nekuti pakugara pedu pose pane vanhu pane zvinhu zviviri munhu unogara muupenyu nenyaya yekuti pane mumwe munhu asi kana achigara iye achigunun'una achirwadziwa nemumwe wake waanenge achigara naye achinza mumutori dai tingabatana pamwe tichite zvakati tiumbe Zimbabwe yedu zvakanaka umwe achiti no iripo yacho iyo yakanaka atichiti hapana kugara paungagara wega usina vamwe vanhu vanhu vachichema nevechokubatsirawo Hongo, mari zvino nenzara iriko nekushaya mari kwetinoita nemabasa handioni sekunazonyarara.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Solomon nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Yebo.
Tinotenda. Of course, Solomon there, interestingly, is in Swaziland. He says, I know he's a regular Studio 7 listener. That's good to hear. But he's saying there's no peace in Zimbabwe. If you as an individual, you are enjoying peace and the others are not, he says that's not good at all. And Zimbabwe has a long way to go. And tinemwe muteereri mukoma Joe makadi.
Moroi makasimba.
Aiwa isu tiri nani muri kupi?
Andirofona ndiri kunoku Zimbabwe kuchipinge kunokuma kuti ndinda.
Kuchipinge. Kuri sei kuchipinge?
Kuchipinge kuri right.
Vanotamba here ana?
Vanotamba vese nanambo yavo.
Aiwa kana zvakadaro zvinodakadza. Mukoma Joe, yeah. Tirikutaura nezuva rerunyararo. Munoonawo sei mamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika?
Mamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika nezuva iri ndinoritambira nemufaro zuva iri nekuti kune vanhu vasingatombozivi kuti kune zuva rakaita seiroro rinochechedzwa nerunyararo. Ndichitarisa munyika munomu toenda nguva yemaelections iyayo. Tinenge takuona kuti kufamba kuchiendawo kumagirosa zvinenge zvaakutyisa gurusa kunge kune vakomana vanenge vari ikoko vanenge vachiti isusu tisini mayuth acho ezana saka vanenge vachienda kunoona kuti zvinenge zvaakutotyisa kana tikatarisa 2008 vanhu vaitorara musango mumakomo munotyisa nekuti vaitogarisana nenyoka asi zvaikonzerwa nevanhu vanenge vasikazivi kuti zvinhu zvese zvinogona kuitwa murunyararo.
Aiwa, tinotenda pedzisa henyu.
Saka ndaide kuti saizuva iri izvi kuterechedzwa kwariri kuita sai zvaikwanisika kuti munhu umwe naumwe azvinzwe kuti kune zuva rakaita seiri rinocherechedzwa runyararo munyika dzese dzese kusanganisirawo kunyanyanyanya muzimbabwe munomu kuitira kuti patinenge zvinenge takusvika futi ingava kunyanyanyanya nguva dzekunovhota munhu umwe naumwe anga akasununguka zvisazochirwa kunzi ndiwe PDP kana kuti ndiwe MDC nao ndiwe ZANU-PF munhu wese anga akasununguka zvikasvika munzeve dzomwe naumwe aiwa ndinotemba kuti zvinhu zvinonaka.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Joe pachipinga.
Aiwa, ndatenda mukoma Jonga.
Tinotenda, ndimukoma Blessing.
Mukoma Blessing, okay, neni ndafara zvikuru nekumbopindawo muchirongwa nyamushi.
Aiwa, chirongwa ndecheyu, tinotenda mukoma Joe. Nemio, of course, Joe is going back to the 2008 violence that happened just before the election runoff, the presidential election runoff, and he's saying that is really disturbing. Peace must be enjoyed by everyone, and he hopes everyone is listening to this program. And, of course, they will essentially saying that it is good for the nation to live in harmony without any fighting.
Now let's get back to Mr. Manjova. Mr. Manjova, is it possible for people to live in harmony in Zimbabwe? You know, taking into account that there were the fire brigade atrocities and then we had the 2008, you know, violence. How can they do that?
Probably enough evidence to argue that Zimbabweans are generally peace-loving people, and we do, yes, we had our own periods of, you know, escalated violence, conflicts resulting in loss of life and atrocities. Probably the biggest one being the one that you make a reference to, the Sisi Brigade one, the Ukrawundi period. But looking at the current situation in the country, probably I would say we do have a negative peace where there's no overt violence in most cases. And using that, you can simply say Zimbabweans can live peacefully. And as you Zimbabwe trust, we've been moving from a point of realizing that survivors of past violence or violence can contribute so much in terms of peace building as active agents. We would really want them to participate, especially with a view to forge partnerships for peace, the BCS team is talking about. So we want to locate, identify, or look at survivors of past violence as active agents and participants in the promotion of peace and peace building initiatives, which is part of our objectives. So from what we get in the communities, it seems Zimbabweans can live peacefully as long as we address issues relating to structural violence, issues that came out from today's commemoration processes, because survivors were giving their views on the current situation regarding building or promoting peace in their communities. And they were pointing to the fact that probably people whom we regard as perpetrators of violence, or those people who have involved in perpetrating violence to them, are doing so in fear of the structures that are existing in their communities, which probably make them try to account or appease the requirements of those structures by perpetrating violence on those who are perceived as enemies. So one can safely say, argue or say that if that is addressed, probably we can realize positive peace in Zimbabwe. And it's possible to do so. But if we try to then continue and take peace, one might argue that the Zimbabweans are not living in harmony. But in terms of issues that I made reference to, realize that Zimbabweans have the great potential to peacefully coexist.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Mr. Manjova. Do you want to go to Mr. Nyoni before I take a caller? We'll take a caller first.
You can take a caller first, then I can.
Okay, so let me take Mr. Nkomo on the line. Baba Nkomo, ungawuchona njani? Yes, chole kakhulu. Ungakakhulu mkona bhoti ngicasise lapho uBaba Manjova ubesithini. Besithi kathesi ke nxa ukhangelwa eZimbabwe ukhanya abantu banganakula kutshana okusegcekeni kodwa ungani kukhona okungani kufihliwe. Uphinde njalo wathi abantu balakho ukuthi bahlalisane kuhle nxa ukuthi ungalungiswa. Kunoku ukuthi abantu batshaywe ngakho ukuthi inxa ngamabandla abesetshenziswa kumbe kusetshenziswa abanye abantu. So sifuna ukuzwa ngawe-ke ukuthi wena ngokwakho ukubona njani khonoku ukuthi abantu bangahlalisana njani kwele Zimbabwe, Baba Nkomo.
Igama elithi peace, ukuthula, libanzi kakhulu. Njengamanje siyabona ukuthi kuradio kufuze isiNdebele sibe sodwa, isiShona sibe sodwa, isiTsonga sibe sodwa, isiNambiya sibe sodwa, zonke izilimi zeZimbabwe. Akukho khona lokhu. Okunye vele kusibandezele phansi kakhulu siphefumula nzima. Then bese sibuya la, i-history siyayazi from 1980 sibone i-government ibulela abantu igugulana more than 20,000 people. Omunye wasevayifayo khonapho kanzima asebenza nge-inchi, sifakele i-curfews, sishiye abantu bethiswe ezindlini, bedutshulwa, bekhushwe phezu kwezihlahla, bedutshwa phezu kwezihlahla, bebulawa. Konke khonokho asophishe kuthiwani ngakho, akukhulunywa ngakho, kuthule lamanje. Ngokunye kubandezela abantu kakhulu, abantu bathule bathe tu, kukhona okungaphakathi okunzima kakhulu ngeke ngikhulume. Then okunye sibuye lapha izaphu sibonile laphana ithathela i-property yezipra i-property enkulu including i-magnet house uyayibona kubulawo lena izaphu siyakwazi konkulunkulu ningakhula ngeke izigqedele njengeproperty yezaphu lezipra kuthiwani abantu bathule bafukamele bathule umoya bebelisha inzima yabhoyila sesiya la siyabona abantwana bethu ezikolo ngama-province ngezigaba nangezigaba abafundisi ngendimi zabo abazalwa ngazo kodwa kakwenzakali khona lokhu kuyadominata kwandawo so konke kukala ngokuthi vele sifutele nefuthi ukuthi zaphisiyazisesiye lapho unkulunkulu ezakukhululwa khona bese kuthiwani sibonele abantu babuleyo ngo-2008 laphana ku-election abantu baphile bathe tu bakwazi ngobandawo kodwa kulekinye ilanga esilandayo eliphambili abantu abangaliboniyo khona lapho ungabuza futhi.
Ye, masubona kodwa wena ubona zana abantu bangakhumisana njalo mlodo.
Ilizwe lelo ayibe sigabengwa inikezwe uJonathan Moyo
Enkomo babu chayile sibili sibongile kakhulu Nkomo uphendukela kusasa
Nkomo
yeah so Mr. Nkomo is really an angry man. He says he's a survivor of the fabricated atrocities, so he says nobody's talking about that issue anymore. And when you look at issues like the 2008 elections, the violence that was there, he says no one is talking about it again. So he says there is a lot that needs to be done in Zimbabwe in order for people to have some kind of peace.
Mr. Nyoni, let me come back to you. It appears, you know, Zimbabwe has a history of violence. You go back to Rhodesia, the protracted liberation war, and then the Gugrahundi that many people do not want to talk about. But of course, it's an area that really needs to be addressed. And if compensation is to be paid, it has to be paid. And of course, we saw what happened in Rwanda. And even in South Africa, there was a Truth and Reconciliation Commission, something that has not happened in Zimbabwe. What effect is this having, Mr. Nyoni, on the country, the issue that to some, especially in leadership positions, the issue of the Gugrahundi atrocities and the massacres are a taboo?
Yes, you see, the problem begins when a state turns on its own citizens. Instead of the state protecting its citizens, it then turns out to be the one that attacks its own citizens. So these issues date back way before, even before independence, way into the Smith regime. There was a lot of violence that was inherited by the ruling, current ruling government from the Smith regime, and they carried it through into independence even up to date. So all these things need to be corrected from the beginning. And for us to now talk of peace today and say Zimbabwe is peace simply because there are no guns that are being fired, it does not make any sense. For us to talk of peace, it means that all things should be equal on the ground. And it also means that people, their needs are being met, their basic human rights are being met, and their basic human rights are being observed as well. But we see that currently we have a gross violation of human rights on both sectors, both left, right, and center. So for us to then say today that there is peace in Zimbabwe, it's a really big joke that we'll be talking about. And for us to talk of the issues that happened way before and things that were done in 2008, up to now, talk of reconciliation, nothing comes to fruition simply because of the current system that we have in place. The current system that we have in place is not conducive for any development or for us to move forward as a nation. Hence, the revamping of the entire system is what this country needs in order for it to move forward and for us to attain the peace.
Thank you so much, Mr. Nyoni. There, you heard him loud and clear. Of course, we can quote Albert Einstein, who said, peace is not the absence of war. Regatende kunemwe mtereri va garadi makadi. Va garadi?
Yes, tinofara makadi mkomajonga.
Aiwa, tiripo zvedu. Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu pazuva ranhasi. Asi, mkoma Garadi, imboramba ya makabata zvinotodzoka kwa muri na mkoma Bevan, Mr. Nyoni and Mr. Manjova, please do stay on the line for our radio listeners. Unfortunately, it ends here. But the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stewart saying stay tuned.